A law passed last year in Colorado allows residents to capture and use rainwater for outdoor irrigation. As Roaring Fork Valley homeowners rely on weather patterns and natural cycles for their water supply, it's teaching them how to manage a scarce resource. Sam Cox lives in rural Emma, far from any municipal water supply. He has a well.
Up here, it's got a lot of rust in it. It's really hard. The water softener puts salt in it instead of hardness. So we get really salty water.
It's not great for drinking or for keeping plants alive. So a few years ago, he set up a metal garbage can under the downspout on his carport to capture rainwater to use on a small garden. He checks on water levels on a recent afternoon.
We live in a desert here, you know. I mean, it's, you know, all of our vegetation is sage and pinyon and juniper, and we're south facing. So for us, it was a necessity if we wanted to have flowers.
Until last year, that system was illegal. Colorado water law in this way is actually pretty simple. Whoever is first in line, meaning whoever originally claimed the water through a water right, gets it first. So prior to 2016, rain that fell on your roof wasn't yours to use. But now the state has acknowledged that rainwater falling onto a roof is a negligible amount, not enough to detract from a water right holder. The law now allows homeowners to jump the line and capture up to 110 gallons of rainwater to use on their landscapes. Christina Medved is an educator with the Roaring Fork Conservancy.
It just makes sense to use rain to water your outdoor features.
In the arid West, rain barrels can help conserve both water and energy.
It's an opportunity to conserve municipal water, which is chlorinated. It's taken energy to create that municipal water.
The idea of a rain barrel is pretty simple. When it storms, homeowners attach a barrel to their gutters. The rain fills up the barrel, and the homeowner uses it on the lawn or garden a few days later when things start drying up. April Long is stormwater manager for the city of Aspen. She says the benefits of rain barrels go beyond energy savings. They can also help control and manage stormwater in the most natural way possible.
Which is by introducing it into the ground that it should have gone into originally.
In a typical storm, rain that falls onto roofs will travel through gutters to the streets into a drain that runs to the river. And that means all the dirt and grime from roofs, gutters, and streets is washed right into the river as well. This is bad news for the Roaring Fork, which has been on the state's list of impaired rivers for 5 years, in part because of pollution from stormwater. But a rain barrel breaks that chain.
So you're naturally filtering out any pollutants, and you're also recharging the groundwater aquifer under your home, and so that water is soaking into the ground as it should be rather than going into the city stormwater system.
Which means a cleaner river. And Long says using rain barrels can also help owners see the big picture in dry western states. As individuals take care of their own supply and demand, they have to think like a water manager.
It'll make you a little bit more of a smart user and give an insight into what we do at the City of Aspen as water managers when we're thinking about the supply and demand for the entire watershed or for the entire city's and community's needs.
It's a sort of microcosm of the water cycle that you learned about in elementary school. It also means if it's a summer when that precipitation part doesn't happen all the time, it's up to the homeowner to figure out the best use for a limited resource. For Sam Cox and Emma, this past June was particularly tricky.
When we have a drought for 40 days or very little rain for 40 days, then what do? You know, go buy bottled water for our plants. So we let a couple plants just died.
And that's the reality of working with a scarce resource, learning to make difficult choices and cope with the consequences. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.